Jesus. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of the Relax Guardians podcast. I'm your host, Agnico. Joined as always by my co-host, Sebs. How are you doing, Sebs?
We are so fucking late.
Planned to be late. Not really.
God.
Not really planned at all.
Not really planned. We're just flying by the seat of our fucking pants, guys. Just flying by the seat of them dirty breeches.
Yeah. Oh,
what's going on?
Yeah, look, we're probably going to make this a short one because it is a very late recording for us at this point. And there's also, like, a lot to talk about this week because we're waiting the last couple of days.
Nah, man. Nah, there's tons to talk about.
What's there to talk about? You're lying to me.
So, I just did the Guardian Games thing. Uh-huh. And so we did Guardian Games. We are number one in Titans in the world. And it looks
out
like
out of, like, all eight of you.
Out of all the teams in the world.
Yeah, all eight of you.
All eight teams.
All eight people.
No. It's three teams. It's six to a team.
All eight Titans that play the game.
So we're up there now. So I've got Butters in my team and stuff like that. So So I was just asking him what you reckon's going on. And they were under the understanding of, so what is your thoughts on not knowing anything prior to the release? What's your thoughts on it?
Me specifically?
Yeah, it's just you specifically.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm actually, like, enjoying this not knowing thing in
the calm shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's a calm or everyone's just freaking out, but I'm enjoying it.
I think people are freaking out. I think people are, like, really like, oh, what the fuck? I don't know any information. Because I got hit the other day. Somebody asked me the other day, is there a new season? Because nothing was released. Nothing's been released. Is there a new season? And I was like, yeah, mate, it's down in the thing. There is a new season. But nothing's been released. Hmm. Nothing's been said.
Yeah.
So he was freaking out that there was actually not a season, that he just missed something, or we had an extra long fucking season like the prior season.
This is the thing of changing up the routine, isn't it? Like, people freak out because, you know, you're changing up the pattern. But, I mean, it's good. I kind of like the shake-up. I think it's going really well.
I think I like it. I do like it.
Mm.
Because it's... You're not having the hype. You're not having a person come up to you. Like, I talked about the lore. I was like, oh, do you think the lore people get told prior? Because everybody is... Under the assumption that Rasputin is going to be coming back this season,
mm-hmm.
and then you see all the lore people,
mm-hmm.
they have started to release information that Rasputin is coming back.
Mm.
So they've gone into the details of Rasputin and how he would come back, if he would come back, when he was coming back, and all that sort of shit that you kind of think. And the thing I like about it is the fact that nobody knows shit.
Mm.
So you haven't got a lore guy going, well, look at this armor. This armor will tell you this. This armor is going to do this, and this shit is going to do this.
Mm.
And that's what I like about it. It's the fact that you find this shit about yourself. You haven't got a million videos on YouTube, because obviously your algorithm on YouTube is directing you towards these Destiny videos.
Yeah, yeah.
That nothing gets spoiled, like, almost straight away on it.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't always said, but I'm really enjoying this today idea of just, there's no information, no one has any idea, and then we're not going into a day one and going, I'm going to directly do that activity. Like Wellspring, for example, just being the recent thing. Everyone went, I'm going to do the campaign, and then I'm going to go do that Wellspring activity and farm activities. And then everyone went, Wellspring's pretty fucking boring. And then they get disappointed. So I'm sort of just sitting and going, I don't know. The other thing we do know for definite is that the dungeon drops on the first Friday of the week.
Saturday for us.
It is. So yeah. Saturday. But so that's awesome.
So what do you reckon? So over the powers to be, I just obviously in my the group that I was just in, they are thinking.
Sorry, just real quick. Jared says hello from Papua New Guinea. Hello, Jared,
hey,
mate.
Jared, you good looking rooster.
Back next week.
Nice, man. Nice.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. We miss you, Jared.
We do.
So, what do you reckon? Cabal? Vex?
I don't think Cabal.
Or Hive.
I think Cabal kind of take a bit of a back seat and they get more tied in with Iron Banner.
Mm.
We could talk about Iron Banner, actually.
There's loads to talk about. I got tons to talk about.
Then enemy specific. Maybe it's time for a good Fallen season. I really enjoyed Splicer. Not for
You can't have Fallen because obviously the last dungeon was Fallen.
Oh, dungeon specific. Yeah.
Well, the season is going to be Fallen, I think.
Yeah.
They fucked Wellspring with a rough RNG from the kick. Yeah, wrong, mate. I haven't got any of the Wellspring shit. But
I don't think dungeons now. What dungeons have we done?
We've had
a Hive one. We've had a Taken one. Yeah. And we've had a Fallen one.
Do you reckon it'll be a Scorn one to tie in with the actual the season?
Probably a Scorn one, yeah.
This presage is Scorn.
Yeah, but I don't remove it. I'm not pairing that with the dungeons that we have because they're not even labeled as dungeons in the game.
No. Yeah.
So I would say Scorn. It's probably my best guess. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think Scorn as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so fucking so ecstatic that I don't know nothing about it. I'm so like yes, because I like the fact that they're not going to release a preview until a couple of hours before the whole fucking thing drops, because I'll be at fucking work.
So will I. So we'll be coming home to. I had to like turn off social media that day.
Yeah,
I won't be allowed to check Twitter or anything or anything like that. So I'll just be flying blind.
It'd have to be a Cabal one to connect the story a bit more, in my opinion. Because obviously Kallus. Talking about Kallus and stuff like that.
I still think Kallus' story plays out through those extra missions a little bit longer.
Yeah, because the way I reckon is Fall of the King, King's Fall is going to be next season. Fall of the King, King of the Fall.
Season 18.
Yeah, season 18.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be Dungeon. Season 19.
Yeah. And we got that confirmed in this time, by the way.
Then there's going to be Lightfall.
Yep.
Reprise Raid, Leviathan.
In Lightfall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Wrath of the Machine. Maybe Wrath of the Machine.
But then that's all of D1's raids back in D2. And can you imagine the... not all of them, because Crota.
But you're gonna have that sway in. People were like, "Fuck you! I'm not paying for reprise shit." And then people are going, "This was such a fucking good raid."
Well, the reprise raids are free anyway.
Yeah,
but yeah, I see your point. Yeah, I don't know if Wrath of the Machine comes back. I don't know if Leviathan comes back. Honestly.
They have to. What's the reprise raid?
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. They will have a raid drop, new season. So in January, February, they'll have a brand new raid.
Yeah.
And they've said that they will be bringing a reprise raid back towards the end of the season. They'll have to bring either the Wrath of the Machine or Leviathan, because that's the next ones in line. Or Scourge.
Yeah.
Chronologically, is because they're not going to bring Eater of Worlds back because it's too short.
No raid layers. That's why I don't think Crota's End will come back either. That's basically a raid layer.
Thoughts on why we only have had Exo-Humans and not other race like Exo-Fallen would be a sick spin.
We had an Exo-Fallen. Aatrox.
Yeah, Aatrox is an Exo-Fallen. Mm. I don't think they're going to introduce any extra people until Final Shape, honest. I think it'd be dumb not to introduce other fucking races and other aliens, because there's a line that goes, two of these are truths, four.
Two truths, two lies.
Yeah. And they're like, your story does not finish in this, or something like that. The story does not finish in this solar system. So I reckon it's going to be going to a different solar system.
Yeah, after Final Shape.
Yeah.
Maybe. Jared's just put a thought in my head about what next season could be. And that's Clovis Bray. and dealing with what happened with the Deepstone Crypt and what's happening on Europa right now, since we sort of activated the Black Pyramid in the Throne World. Right?
Well, that'll be the tie-in. I reckon that'll be the tie-in with the Rasputin, because that's where Anna Bray is at the moment, is in Europa.
Yeah, she's with Elsie, isn't she?
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah, it's a Rasputin Clovis season, I feel like. Yeah, something's happening with the Deepstone Crypt. Something's being
activated.
To
get him up. But, like, so there's lore, okay? So I was watching lore, so is another thing that Rasputin has put into place. So they were talking about Yaguna shutdown and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right? So we know Yaguna shutdown was a system that Rasputin was going to shut down or something like that. Whatever the fucking thing, I can't remember what it was. And the Rasputin, the lore reads that Rasputin has got a bunker somewhere with all the Fell Winters, the extra Fell Winters that he hadn't released. So it could be us going to getting called in by Elsie Bray or Anna Bray and going, look, the exo body that we have now cannot house Rasputin because it's not powerful enough. Mm-hmm. You then have to go to this place, to the bunker, fight through the bunker and get these exo bodies that Rasputin has made and bring them back so you can get in one.
Yeah.
But then that's introducing, that's could possibly, because they kind of tied in with the possibly Lady Aphrodite and stuff like that. So because Lady Aphrodite is on another place with pacifist guardians.
Yeah.
And now that we have no one to look after Iron Banner because Lord Saladin's gone.
No, Saladin said he's still going to do Iron Banner.
That's what they tied it in. So next season is going to be less Iron Banner.
Yes.
To tie it in with certain things and stuff, which I thought that was cool because it could be a story tie-in and he can't get back because he's doing something else.
Yeah.
So look, I hope it's like a fleshed out thing and I hope we get Rasputin back. And I hope he doesn't come back as Rasputin. I hope he comes back as like a fuckwit or something.
Comes back speaking English would be nice.
Just spouts Russian at you.
It's just screaming Russian at you, and even Saint 14 can't decipher it because it's not actually Russian being translated. It's just a made up language.
Well, do you think that they can't bring him back because of obviously the shit that's happening?
No, not at all. Otherwise, they like wouldn't. Keep pushing stuff with Saint 14.
Mm.
I think Rasputin already exists in their world as a Russian character. Like,
yeah,
far out. It's like it's all speculation. We could be totally off. They could be like, nah, we're going to do a season with Hawthorne and clans are going to be important again, guys. Like, just completely out of left field.
Oh,
Holiday,
fuck.
Holiday, just all of a sudden is the most important character in the entire tower, and you guys never saw it coming.
I would just love them to just throw something like bang, and you're like, yeah, like bring back like we were talking about the the Almighty.
Yeah,
bring back. Bang, you're going to the Almighty after 2 fucking years or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, we finally found it.
What?
you finally found this message.
Yeah, you finally found this massive ship that fucking just parked up. And it'd only be a couple of foot away.
Yeah.
And just go, oh yeah, just drive down here. There's right fucking there. You're like, where the fuck did that fucking can come
see
from?
See the crater from the tower when you look back out the tower. Yeah. It's just like, it's right there.
Yeah. Well, why can't we go there? Oh no, you're not allowed over there. You're not allowed to jump over that little piece of wood.
The fog that's been behind the tower finally cleared for after seven years.
Fuck, man.
Oh my goodness.
But
can't wait.
Look, I can't either. So they released the Trials armor.
Yeah, I take it back. That's definitely gonna be the Trials armor. I thought originally that was gonna be in the store and I was like, wait for everyone to be fucking disappointed. And then I reread it and I reread it and I reread it and I went, oh no wait, that's actually grindable armor.
Because you can tell by the massive amount that's it says this is the Trials armor.
It doesn't say it's they say it so fucking weirdly. I hate twabs for it. T-wabs. T-wabs.
Where did it actually say this?
It's in the Trials section.
Let me find this.
Yeah, then, Monkey Boy Hunter. Everyone's focusing on that.
Dungeon Diving. Trials. Yeah, look, I think, look, I'm gutted because that monkey face looks cool. And I've been looking at him like, is it cool? Is it bad? Why hasn't any of the other guys got any other animal faces? Why is the only fucking person that has any animal faces always the fucking hunter?
I don't know.
So,
What irritates me is most of like hunters' things are like decent helmets, and you can't ornament helmets that are exotic. So I'm just never gonna have that monkey head on because I always wear like a worm husk crown or a Graviton forfeit or something like that.
yeah, okay.
And so I'm like, as much as everyone's like, woo, monkey armor, I'm like, it's never gonna be worn.
Yeah,
Why?
you're right, because I only wear like Nazrak Sins or something like that, yeah.
Oh, but just before we go any further, I had a bit of like a mental break moment the other day because I was helping Kay play and she bought the Guardian Games ornament set for the Warlock, for the yellow glowing thing, and bought it, and it went to, for some reason, the ornament went to her postmaster. I was like, what the fuck? So I looked at her inventory and she's got an entirely full inventory of ornaments that she's never unlocked, going like years back. And she's like, what
Yeah,
are
because
those?
it goes into the into your little item fucking thing. You have to unlock them, yeah, by physically unlock them.
She never heard this. She never fucking knew this concept once. So she's got all of these ornaments unlocked for years on end, like exotics and stuff that she didn't know she had. I'm just like, after unlocking ornaments and an ornament, and ornament, and she goes, I wear that helmet. Why have I got that helmet in my inventory? I'm like, because it's an ornament for Nazrak Sin. I'm like,
Yeah.
it's an ornament. She goes, what? So I unlocked it and went to a Nazrak Sin and put it on. And she goes, I didn't know you can do that. I'm like, check out fucking.
These bloody women.
I was like, wait till I show you appearance customization. And I went down to the bottom and I put on her all of her ornaments. And then I go, are you ready for this shit right here? And she goes, what? You can put all of your, you can shade all of your armor at one point. And she goes, what? And I
Yeah.
showed her how to put the shader on and mind fucking blown.
But the new armor,
3-year-old system.
the new Guardian Games armor, the helmet looks fucking sick with Gambit Jadestone. It looks
Have you bought the
fucking
new
awesome.
shader that changes color? Have you seen that in the store?
Oh.
If you go to the store for Bright Dust right now, it's, I forget what it's called, but it change the glowing trims like change color. It goes from like blue to white to yellow and just shifts through all the colors.
But does it
Glowing.
go into, does it go
No,
to Gambit grades
there
too?
is no
Oh,
green,
fuck it then.
unfortunately.
Don't want it.
Yeah,
Right,
well, look.
Jared Brown, Felwinter's Lylor nods to some like Warmind treasure trove of sorts. Do you know how powerful a Warmind is? I know you do. Now we've been running from one for centuries. Not just powerful either, intelligence, storing every secret of the Golden Age from the Traveler's arrival right up until the collapse. See? So they've already said that there's going to be a reprise gun and there's going to be a new exotic gun in, dropped in this
In the dungeon.
dungeon.
So, okay. Brand new exotic, you feel? In this
Yeah,
dungeon?
yeah, yeah. They said it's brand new exotic.
Okay.
They say it's an old exotic, old reprise exotic, and I think they've already indicated what it was, and I can't remember what it was. And they've also said it's a brand new exotic. Whether it's a brand new good exotic, I don't know.
I was just like thinking, what exotic could they bring back from D1? But there's this massive focus, well, not massive focus, but Bungie's really focusing on LMGs being more powerful next season, damage-wise. So it could be a Thunderlord. No, Thunderlord's already back.
Yeah.
What LMG is in D1 that is not in D2 anymore?
Ah, fuck those.
Oh, it's that. It's on the tip of my tongue and I can never remember it.
My penis, my dick,
No.
my penis.
Something like good advice, or is that already in D2 as well?
Bad advice, isn't it?
Remember now? I think it's already in D2 anyway.
Look, what I hate is, like what I said, the monkey armor always has the face. The warlocks had the dog that sat at on top of the head, and the eyes didn't meet up, and I didn't like that. This one, he's got a beak, and the other one's got a ram. I think it's Ares, I think it is, or something like that. But all the rest, it looks fucking cool. Looks fucking great on a piece of paper. It looks fantastic. There's a gun there that's supposed to be a new gun.
Yeah,
There's a
there's
gun.
the fusion rifle, the one that
No,
the
so the
Titan's
hand
holding.
cannon. No, the hand cannon. if you have a look at it, it's supposed to be an old D1 gun, and I don't know what it is.
I'll see if I can pull it up without doxing myself. Pull it up.
And they go dungeon diving. Next week, we are launching a brand new dungeon, Friday, May the 27th, 10 a.m. Pacific. The recommended power to enter the normal difficulty is going to be 1550, which you should all be, because you would have all been pumped up to 1560, I would imagine. Master difficulty will be live day one as well, but we leave those entry requirements to you to see the game next week. So master's like, bang, straight away. Yeah. You're allowed to do master almost straight away, which is fantastic. Yep. Here are the high-level look of the rewards available for the dungeon next Friday. One legendary armor set per class. So there's obviously not just monkey armor, there's another set.
Mm-hmm.
Artifice versions can also be acquired via master difficulty. But artifice versions, what's that? Is that like an adept version?
It's that extra
slot
on the armor. So instead of four slots, it's five slots or something like that. Yeah, the Titans and the Hunter are both holding the brand new fusion.
Yeah, and then the side Warlock. Arm. Yeah, and then the Warlock is supposed, but that's supposed to be out of D1, but I can't really get a good picture on it.
Yeah, me neither. I can't really tell.
All legendary.
Your Warlock helmet is a bird helmet.
Yeah, it's got a beak on it, yeah. And it's got the feathers.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that? You don't like that?
I don't mind it. No, okay. I don't mind it. I actually don't mind it. I think it's actually a really nice set. Like I said, it's a nice set on a piece of paper.
Oh, until, I see what you're saying.
Until it goes up. So then we get in four legendary new weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Two legendary reprised weapons within the dungeon. One exotic weapon, one exotic catalyst, one exotic accessory ship or sparrow, two legendary emblems.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. And then you've got the new trials speeder, which is fucking looks really, really
cool. It looks really great, but the irritating thing is that it still doesn't beat always on time. Even though everything is 160... always on time, it's still faster for no reason. And I'm like,
why? You're never going to take it off.
Yeah, well, it's like, when do I really need speed on a sparrow anyway? Like, it's not really a reason besides the one dungeon bit. But if it comes up again, that sort of game design, why would I use any other speeder besides always on time?
Yep.
No matter how good it looks.
And then you've got... and then they talk about, this is the 5th of the 12th. So the Iron Banner. So the Iron Banner now, they've removed Light Cap.
Yeah.
They no longer Light Cap.
So, okay. I read that 5 in the morning. Taking my morning shit. I'm reading that fucking twab. And then as soon as I saw the power level was removed from Iron Banner. Initially, I went, what the fuck? You ruined Iron Banner, blah, 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 blah. And then I sort of set myself for a second and thought, no, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because I want power level gone from this game anyway. So they're just slowly rolling through that. So obviously Iron Banner was eventually going to lose power level. And
the only issue I've got with it, is the fact that we will see all these sunsetted weapons.
But you don't see them right now.
Yeah, but you can't. Well, I you don't, but you will. I've had so many people comment going, yes.
Why like, would you? Why would anyone?
Luna's have... Howl. Luna Howl is.
You don't see Luna's Howl right now. Like, why would you use it?
They've had him nerfed. Yeah, they've had him nerfed, but so many people are like, Recluse. Yeah, Recluse is coming back. Like, Gnawing Hunger, my fucking cool Gnawing Hunger that I had that got fucking. I'm like.
I don't see him coming back, honestly.
It'll come back, but like you said, I pointed out, I actually tweeted and put DMG in it, and I was like, do we actually need stat points on armor now? Can we just get away? Can we just have a point buy system? Like, and things that are based on mods and shit like that. I was like, we don't need this shit.
Mm.
Like, we can get away with this fucking stuff. Like, we just don't fucking need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look. I don't know. Power level to me, and it's always been the same. I've said this for long enough now. It doesn't need to be in the game anymore. It's just an old system that needs to be gone. Sorry, I just fucking lost my train of thought.
It's fine. Aundish believes it will be the Trespasser hand cannon. as in the new exotic, the old exotic that's coming back.
But we already have as an exotic.
Well, the Trespasser hand cannon. We don't have that as an exotic.
Trespasser Sidearm. Or is that the Traveler's Chosen?
Traveler's Chosen.
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a fucking Destiny?
No, I'm just...
But what I like, though, I like the fact that they've taken away. I like that. And I like the fact... And then they're bringing Rift back in.
Oh, I read Rift and I creamed a little. I'm so excited for Rift. Not because it's like amazing game mode. It's because it's a fucking new game mode for the first time in how long?
Right. So explain to me now. Explain to us whoever hasn't done D1.
D1.
And wasn't really PvP oriented about Rift.
So it's pretty simple. It's any sort of ball-based sport in Destiny. You pick up a ball of light, you have to take it to the enemy zone and put it in the enemy zone to win. That's basically all it is.
Oh, it's like fucking Murderball.
Yeah, Oddball, Murderball, Griftball, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, yeah. That's what it is in Destiny. The only difference from D1 to D2 is in D1 you couldn't shoot or use abilities when you had the Rift. You could only throw grenades. In this one, you can shoot and throw grenades and use your abilities. I just don't think you can use your super. Right. Which makes it a bit better because it was a real pain in the ass trying to do that in D1. Especially when it's supposed to be a team-orientated game and people... used to use Rift as a way to up their KD because you didn't have to get the Rift points, so you could just endlessly go for high kill games and like sort of skew your stats. But we'll see how that plays out with D2.
What I like though is they've given it a rework.
Yes,
they've given Iron Banner a rework. They thought about it. Obviously, the PvP side of this game is requiring some love. And so they're saying becoming an Iron Lord, it's not easy being a cheesy or an Iron Lord, so there should be something a little more extra spicy to reflect that hard work. With these new Iron Banner reworkings, a new seal and title will also be available to earn, which will be fucking cool. Yes. They'll give you the option to do this shit. Because at the moment, you get your 4 Iron Banner tokens, that's the end of it. Yeah, okay, I don't need to play this game any fucking more.
Yeah.
And don't expect this one to be a simple or an easy grab. Being an Iron Lord is no joke. It requires dedication, gumption, and some spiffy gear. To set expectations to this new seal and title, Iron Lord hopefuls can expect to spend around 15 to 20 hours to unlock this flair.
So like one day for streamers.
like half a day for streamers. Some of these more hardcore players can unlock this one in 1 week if focused, but we expect most players to need a season. A week, maybe even a second season. Intrepid Iron Lords will also be able to gild this title season 18. Nice.
Yeah, so okay.
But this is the thing.
Yeah.
It's only fucking 2 Iron Banners.
Yeah, so that's why it's gonna be so hard to get it in one season. So you're focusing, okay. Granted, when Iron Banner comes around, all other activities basically are shut off. Trials doesn't happen. They don't have any events going. So a full week of just focused Iron Banner, which it will now be Rift, and I doubt to get the seal, you'll have to do specifically Rift-based things. It'll just be play Iron Banner matches. So
I think it's going to be required kills and stuff. See, I think you're going to have to go on kills like this. You're going to have to get your gun. You're going to have to get your gun kills like with the bounty, extended bounty.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a little bit more fucking difficult. Jared is saying, do you think they may close the D2 story for a new gaming engine with Unreal 5 D3, considering all new PlayStation money and support?
PlayStation hasn't actually officially partnered with Bungie yet. That acquisition is still going through and is currently under massive scrutiny. With all of these recent purchases, like Microsoft and PlayStation has done, a lot of I guess government companies are watching these companies buy out all of these smaller people. So right now, PlayStation and Bungie are not partnered in any way.
Won't Iron Banner be for 2 weeks at a time now? Ooh.
No. It's just on at 2 different points. It's 1 week. So start of the season is new dungeon. Second week is Iron Banner. And then the third week is reprised trials. So
twice a season, Iron Banner will be more in line with the annual events. You'll never see Iron Banner run during these annual festivities.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'd love to. I don't think they're never going to do D3, but I think it's going to come to a time where the engine that they have supporting the game needs to be reworked. Whether that's just reworked and then they'd roll in, I reckon they should just go drop Destiny 1, drop the 2 off Destiny and just call it Destiny and then new engine and stuff like that. Or even fucking tie them in together. Who gives a shit? Doesn't matter. Just fucking tie the old shit into the new stuff. We got all the fucking old shit there anyway, you know?
Yeah, but the only reason they don't do that is to keep memory size on consoles down so we don't get a Call of Duty situation where it's like 120 gigabyte updates at a time. So everyone that gets shitty that we have a content vault, at the same time, you should be happy that your computer or whatever fucking thing you play on doesn't get overloaded as this is now just my Destiny console and it's going to get to a point where this 500 gigabyte console that I own is still not big enough to play this one fucking game.
Look, I think they should. I think they need a new engine. They need a new engine to do certain things. Because, we were talking about how, remember that Luke, where it was allowing 8 people into a raid? And they were saying, well, because I had a conversation with them and the team I was just running with, and I turned around and goes, look, what we've done, what would be good is if you roll in as a 12-man fire team, you then have to choose what you want to do. So you split off into all your individual teams. You go off, kill that, and then you come back as a 12-man fire team. You split off again in a 12-man, and you get randomly assigned with other fucking people. You roll in there with 12, you get randomly assigned with other fucking things. You do your job, you come back as a 12-man fire team. And they turn around and goes, the engine can't handle that. But I was like, they've already done it. They've already fucking made the mistake and they already had 20 fucking 20-man raids and shit like that. But yes, it broke the game. But they've still done it. They've still the engine still handled the fact that they had all these guardians in at the same time.
It might not just be the fact that 12 people would be in the encounter. It could also be the encounter itself. Designing multiple encounters to be played out at the same time in the same server space with that many people connecting into it could be the issue. Because if you just make... Like, remember how easy Deep Stone Crypt was with that many people? Because it wasn't designed for that many people?
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to rework the way all content.
But you can roll it up. You can roll it up like fucking the actual Witch Queen mission.
Yeah, but then it's no longer fun. It just becomes you learn the mechanic fast enough, you get through it fast enough, and then you get to damage points, and then you just go, and we're going to stand here and pump him with literally all of our bullets. And his health goes down to be sick. And then you feel defeated because no matter how powerful you get, you don't feel like you're progressing. But if you overpower people, then it's power creep. And then we're in this infinite cycle.
Because I turn around and goes, oh, what I'd be cool is to have three 6-man teams in PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. 3 teams, your team against the other 2 teams. And then you'd have to try and work out a way how to fucking either kill everyone or make an alliance with the other team.
I would like to, and this, it would not work with the size of the map that you have at the moment. But
well, that's what I'm coming on to now.
I would like to see a big team battle mode. You know how we do our mayhem matches in private and it's like 8 or 9 people per side? The maps are not designed for it at all, but it would be fun as a rotator playlist possibly just to be like, this is just a big team battles playlist. It's not going to be balanced. It's not going to be coherent. You just go in and you just got to do the best you can.
Or 4-person fire team content. That all got taken out though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. That's what a lot of it started. Trials of the Nile was 4-person content. All of Crucible's four person content, and people went, this is weird because Strikes is 3 people and the story is 3 people and then the raids is 6, so you combine the 2. It's like multiples of 3 adds on better than trying to find a random 4th. And
because then they got, obviously the new map is called Disjunction. It's a symmetric map with a base on either end, 3 lanes with plenty of crossovers and large backfields. Take place in the Swampy Pyramids. It's supposed to be the biggest map that they've made. And it looks like it's the throne. It's not the throne world, but it's the it's got the same architecture as the pyramid.
The swamplands of the throne world is supposed to be set in. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how it's all Moses. It's a free for all.
Yeah.
Zone control and crucible zone control for anyone that might not be feeling it is 6v6, blah, blah, blah. Control, elimination, mayhem, rumble, showdown. Gambit reputation. Obviously, the gambit reputation is going to go in the same line, I think. Base reputation, blah, 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 blah. Eververse changes. That's nothing. And cosplay Cosmodrome. That's it. That is it, basically.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, Clan vs. Clan Battlefield, most points win. Oh, that'd be fucked.
Toxic as fuck playlist. So
imagine that. Imagine your fucking clan jumping in somebody else's clan, then you fucking clap them. Oh!
Have you looked at the most recent TWAB and read the bit about Solstice armor? Bless.
Are they just changed it to Solstice now?
Yeah, no, the armor specifically.
No.
Jump over to that real quick and give it a quick squeeze. I want to see what you think of how they're changing the way armor works with Solstice armor, as much as I understood it.
Right, so this week's one.
Yes.
That's the Iron Banner one, yeah?
No, next one.
Right.
Had the monkey face in it.
Yep, okay. Dungeon dive in, trials. The gauntlet.
Is that right? Maybe it was in the Iron Banner one.
Okay, let me have a look. Or could be the one.
Let's see if I can find it too.
Iron Banner.
Solstice, just Solstice. Yeah, so it's in the most recent one, the monkey one. Destiny event updates. We dropped the Solstice of Heroes. One of the biggest changes you'll notice with Solstice is we've changed the armor experience a lot. Players will only upgrade one set of Solstice armor throughout the event. While you can get multiple instances of a helmet, for example, upgrading armor will allow you to re-roll its stats, and the stat potential of the armor will be shared across those drops.
All right, you're then.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's great because we used to have it. They were just stuck, weren't they? They were stuck, and you could get there, and then that was the end of it, wasn't it? Was it?
You could get new sets, but then you'd still have to like masterwork it and all of that shit.
Yeah,
yeah. But this one is you get the one set, you masterwork that set, doing the challenges. Yeah. And then you can just re-roll the stats specifically on that set.
That's good, though.
Mm.
Because it gives them legs, then.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, you'd have the Solstice stuff, and that would be the end of it. You'd have it, you'd play with it for Solstice, and then it was just gone. If the stats were shit.
Yep.
Because the glow... Like, people love that fucking... People love the glow on that shit. And people fucking, like, would keep playing with it if they could.
But the stats are shit. Or they just don't keep up. Yeah. So, if... This re-rolling armor system, I'm curious because it sounds a bit like the way in D1 where you could get a gun and then you could get this material called glass needles. You could basically keep re-rolling the gun until you got a gold roll.
Yeah.
So, a lot of these things that they're doing right now, I'd say this Solstice idea is a test run to see how this works with players.
Yeah.
And how they can iterate on it. But if this does turn into, I've got my one set and then I can re-roll it as many times as I possibly can, within the means of, I have to go get this material most likely to do the re-roll.
Yeah.
As long as you're not capped on getting that material and you can re-roll it just by, like, I can go farm this material to re-roll it to get to the, like, spread that I want, that'd be great. If it turns into a system of, like, transmog came in and we were limited by bounties and then we were capped out by 10... per season, or 5 per season, that'll be bad. That'll be fucked.
Have you ever, how many transmog shit have you used?
None.
Yeah. Like,
We got this whole entire appearance kit system, and to be fair, I don't use it because I sort of have an ornament set that I just like, so I've sort of found my look already that I enjoy. But there is a fashion game that is still played in Destiny that is still popular with a certain side of the community, and I still and I know that they're still pissed off with the way Transmog works. So I'm not really the one to think about that.
Yeah, because I've used it once or twice, if that, and only because something came up and I was like, "Ooh, I just want to have a fancy." But I've never really gone, this is what I'm fucking doing. I'm gonna fucking do this. Yes.
I do go in and turn a few bit of my hunter gear into ornaments. I don't do it on my warlock and my warlock and titan. I just don't play them enough. My hunter, I go in and I go, I find a legendary set and I go, I actually really like this legendary set. I thought I would do it mostly with the raid armor sets. Nope. I do not like the look of the Vow raid armor set. I think it just looks dicky. And that hunter cloak that just looks like an old vampire.
I like the hunter cloak. I do like the hunter cloak. I do not like stupid anything else. I've got the titan stuff now and the fierce moves.
Yeah, yeah.
It's back to logistics. How the fuck are you going to look through that?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. How do we see through that? And then, the inside of the Titans, and it's like, sees the universe.
But, yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Man. But, like, it's aesthetics, and I kind of... We did the raid last night. We did the Vow last night. And I was like, such a good raid. Every time I think the mechanics of the raid is such a good raid. Like, I see... It's not a favorite raid of mine, but it's up there. It's such a good fucking raid. And like when we were talking in the team now, we were talking about how we think Bungie, like all six of us, like we think Bungie is on point. The storytelling is on point. The raiding is on point. Yes, we have the up and the lulls and lulls and lulls and all that sort of shit. So it kind of goes up of our hype and then it kind of comes down and we kind of peter off and then it kind of goes up. But they brought that in. They brought this 10 week thing in for a reason. Yeah. That's the point of it. Oh, they pointed that out. But these guys, what's wrong with the old spindly face? But like,
it irritates me.
Their storytelling's on point. They are heading in a direction that I like, story wise. They need to start putting more fucking emphasis on PvP, I think, and all that sort of stuff.
What direction are they heading in?
Well, like, if you think of D1 now, D2 at the beginning, story-wise, they couldn't fucking string a story to save their lives. So you'd come in, Gaul has come in and taken over the light. So you get your light. Oh, yeah. No, by the way, you've got your light back after about 3 or 4 fucking...
minutes.
Like a minute. Yeah. And then he goes, and then you add the Osiris season, the season of the fucking
Osiris,
Curse of Osiris and stuff like that. And then you'd have this really bad story that was disjointed and stuff like that. And then they started bringing in Presage. They started bringing in all those other recent stories and stuff like that. And then I think the story, like Witch Queen, the storytelling Witch Queen is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I think the storytelling is kind of rising, but obviously the rest of the PvP and the rest of the gambit need to come up in line with the storytelling. I think
I'm gonna
don't make me fucking beat the fuck out of you.
I'm gonna give you a pretty shitty hot take right here, cool. And I don't think you're gonna like it. They haven't changed the way they tell their stories since the start of D2, not by an inch.
Look, you're right. But they've just
They haven't improved on it either. It hasn't improved. It's
how?
Okay.
All right. Tell me the monster. The monster that the guy that does the trials. What's his name?
Saint 14.
Yeah. So the monster fucking storytelling.
That's a quick tale. And that's fine. But that's not the story though. That's like reading the lore.
Witch Queen.
Yeah, no. But that's like reading the lore and saying this period of lore was really awesome. like when Crow had that moment when Season of the Splicer, and like he was a fucking badass, and he was like cocked the gun, and everyone stepped away. That's a really great singular moment that we read in the lore. And same with those ink block cutscenes, we get like one really awesome bit.
All right, the here we whole go then.
Story.
Okay, all right, here we go then. So let's put Keepstone Crypt.
Uh huh.
Okay, against Witch Queen.
Yep.
Right.
So you now go let's in. Play out those right. Two stories.
All sec now. So you turn around and fucking find Europa.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Aramis, I'm gonna get this shit, and then they go, okay, you get this shit too, and then you kind of fucking just fight all the guys, and it's like this drab fucking storytelling of, yeah, Aramis did this and that, all that sort of shit, and then you kind of roll into it. But at least Witch Queen had substance to it. It was the back of the Witch Queen, why she was doing it, and all that sort of stuff. You can't fucking deny that, man.
Okay, let me play it out as simple as this. Villain shows up, attains a brand new power that no villain has had in the past. Correct?
No. Well, that's wrong for Witch Queen.
Did the Hive have the light before we had before Witch Queen?
No.
We had the light. She never.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's roll that. Let's roll with that one.
Villain gets a brand new power that they've never had before. We slowly work through their world to uncover their past, taking out lieutenants along the way until we reach the final enemy.
Yeah,
at which point we defeat the final enemy.
But that's the...
They both actually go into a hibernation type state until a point later on. That will not play out for another 2 years.
But that's the rise and fall of a hero in a book. If you read any
story.
Oh, I know. No, look, but what I'm not saying about it is not the same story. It's just executed a lot better. It's more fleshed out. There's more background of why she's doing this and all that sort of stuff. But if you read any book, any sci-fi book, it is literally the start, the rise of the hero, the fighting through all the different things, get to the big bad boss, kill it, you carry on with fucking life. So what? Any fucking book.
I'll counterpoint you on one bit right here.
All right?
We, as you and I, enjoyed Witch Queen's story so much more because we knew the whole story of Savathun going into it, right?
Yeah.
I played both campaigns for people who had no idea about the lore. Halfway through the Witch Queen campaign, they were like, who the fuck is Savathun? I still don't understand this whole Oryx thing, this whole Hive thing, this whole worm thing.
Okay.
But we played the Beyond Light campaign, and Beyond Light just said, Aramis is this villain. At one point, the Elixir were betrayed by the Traveler, and they were sent away. And then Aramis at some point found this power to save her people. Ultimately, just by their campaigns alone, Beyond Light set up its villain and resolved its villain better than Witch Queen did. But do you see what I mean?
No,
I do. Do you see why I get frustrated with Witch Queen?
I do, but I don't. I hated the fact that Aramis like, I can't handle the power. And you're like, that's just shit. That's just them going, oh, well, we're just going to leave her open. We're just going to leave her open because we could bring her back. And that's my fucking concern. Like, they turned around and kind of pointed out that the Witch Queen, like, Savathun could come back.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
she definitely will, like. What's his name? Got away.
Fucking, yeah. Bunk ass. Yeah, like, it's the issue is, it's the ingrained way of writing heroic stuff. The problem is, they've written the same thing. There's no, like, we're going to rise in power. We're going to fail. We haven't had a fail yet. We haven't had something fail on us.
Yes.
Because that's not how this shit, you're the hero. You're the one who always has to pass. And that's the problem.
This is what I've been saying.
This is the problem. You have to. You can't.
We need to lose.
But you can't, though.
I think we should have lost in Season of Splicer. I think Season of Splicer should have been the end season of last year. And it had ramifications that led into Witch Queen. We went into Witch Queen crippled because our entire infighting, Savathun caused infighting inside of us and fucking kneecapped us. And so Witch Queen, we were down the bottom and she had a much more advantage of us. And I understand that she had the light and it sort of got twisted around in that way. But
all right, I'll say. Yeah. Ags wants a new chapter of D2 that strips him of everything and causes him to Dark Souls his ass for 40 hours to kill a big bad who turns out to be himself from the future. That's closing a loop with the ultimate descendants into madness and darkness. That is exactly what he was. That is not fucking wrong what he was. Holy fuck.
Oh,
but like,
I don't want Dark Souls. Like,
because even if you, I'm listening to Critical Role now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up to the end. Now, the thing with Critical Role, though, which is different to everything else, they've killed all the big bad baddies.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Mercer turns around and goes, this is not the end of the game.
Yeah.
And that's unusual, because after you kill the big-ass baddie, that's usually they used to go, yeah, right, guys, this is how it's rolling down. We're done and dusted. And the issue we got with this is you can't turn around and not kill the big bad baddie, because you'd have, like, again, you'd have the, oh, that's a good thinking story, to going, ah, really? We didn't win? Like,
yeah, the villain has to lose at the end. That's fine. But it's the way you tell the story in between that hasn't changed. Really, the only time the story has been different was Gaul. Because Gaul showed up and he was just powerful because he was Gaul. And he outsmarted us and he beat us at our own game. And then, like, the Traveler's like, no, fuck you. I can give my light through whatever piece of dick that I have.
But
so
I would have rather be non-powered for 3/4 of that game. I would have just loved to have just normal human.
That's so hard as a game, though. I get it as a story. As a movie, but like as a game, it doesn't. That's the irritating thing with that story beat. It's like we got our powers stripped from us, and it's like, well, we have to get them back quickly to play the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a movie or like a book or anything, I reckon that would have been a way better story. And that's why I'd like to see more stuff from Holiday and Hawthorne and all those characters who are not Guardians and get some more out of them. Because it's more interesting when our characters can die and not just come straight back.
Well, I'm not gonna go into it. So we've got the Destiny D&D Destiny game, and now I've introduced non-Guardian characters that can possibly die.
Yeah,
and so any person now, any guest that comes on, I am gonna offer them the chance to play non-Guardian characters if they want.
Yeah,
they're obviously tied, but that's what I would like. Is maybe not play a Guardian character, but then it's kind of branched out into a weird thing where how are you going to res them if you go into a raid together, you know? Like, if they brought non-player characters into a game. Because what was that, just go back to Halo. So what was that game that they brought out and you played it just a normal bog standard?
Halo ODST.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why can't we have that then? Why can't we just have a spin-off game? Yeah, where you just play normal people and that's the end. It's a single player, it's a single game or a three-man game that you can go in, do the game, finish, and then you get some background of the normal citizen in the city, you know? Now you head home and live out, now you head home and try to live out normal life suffering from PTSD and hyper-awareness.
Yeah, fucking, I don't know.
All right.
We live in a lot of Destiny. That's the issue.
Mm. All right, guys.
I'm too hyper-aware of the way that they do storytelling now, and it breaks things to the world around me. I went and saw, Doctor Strange 2 tonight. Oh, today. Good? It's super, everyone says it's super different, it really changes up the MCU, and when they say that, they mean it's like a multiverse movie. Yeah. I say it's super different because it's a Sam Raimi movie, and it just doesn't play like an MCU movie normally does, and I really enjoyed it for that. The way Sam Raimi does his storytelling, I think Bungie needs to like come in and go, we need to change up the way we tell our stories, the way that he changed it up for the MCU.
Yeah.
Like,
but just... he has a lot of fucking story.
Yes.
Reds behind him. Because that is just basically a comic book thread that he's just copying off.
Yeah. Take it from the source that you have and then adapt it into your own way, that's fine. Bungie has a plethora of lore that they can adapt their story.
Yeah, but it's not a fucking comic book that you have 40 fucking books in one fucking thread. Where the Illuminati and all that sort of stuff. Oh, we need to be bringing in the fucking mutants. Great. Because then we got the House of M, which is a 12 fucking 15.
You referenced Lady Aphrodite earlier and the pacifist.
No, I understand that.
But the world of Destiny exists to bring these characters in.
But they the easier thing with MCU is they can bring back, oh, by the way, we've brought this fucking thing out and that changes this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times have they turned around and gone, ooh, timeline?
Yeah.
Fuck the timeline. Why? Fuck, we killed Professor X in The Mutants. Oh, now he's back.
In X-Men 3, he died and came back in the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, like, but if they did that with Destiny, if they go, yeah, by the way, oh, Cyrus is back. Yay. Oh, no, he's gone now.
Well, they did that.
Yeah.
They did exactly that.
Well, exactly right, but then it's the timey-wimey bollock shit that they can't do. I don't know. What about a 180 flip story as the Lightbearer in Hive and you start as a thrall and have to evolve? That'd be fun.
Just anything. I just like to see... I'd like to see a point where our character just loses in the story. Like, we just have a fail state as a story beat.
What'd be cool is you do your 10... You do your 10 weeks, and as soon as you finish your 10 weeks, you failed, and your character's stuck at that fail point for the rest of the season.
How much does that fuck you? Because, like, even Crow, like, we almost had it with Crow. Crow fucked up hard, and then Kaito's like, I'm like, run up to him, and he's about to fucking punch him down into the center of the tower. And then Saladin's like, ah. Oh, don't do that. And Carla went, I applaud your bravery. Come and kill my entire council for me. And then you can become a Valis. But, like...
Yeah.
We need a tension moment. We need something that makes it, like, feel uneasy and then excite us for the next season. Because
you need to have that at the end of the season. Yeah, but the Cade's death was fair. Fair play. The Cade's death was there, but it got resolved.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. What I want is a fail. Like,
it got resolved, and then in that same DLC, the character that we killed, maybe, up for debate, whether it was Petra or not, came back, whether it was as Crow or not. And even then, later on, Aldrin is now technically fully back. He's got his memories. Crow and Aldrin are one being now.
Yeah.
Like, the issue is that, like, no matter what we've lost, there's been no repercussion to it. There's been nothing that's made it go, the Destiny universe is now changing. Like, we have a dynamic shift here. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, because, like, it'd be good to, like I said, have a fail in a season. Then you're stuck at that fail. But everybody's light is capped. Like, imagine that. You'd be like, shit.
I love it.
There'll be fucking cars burning in the streets. There'd be TVs thrown out of the window. There'd be people punching their PCs.
I'd like to see, like, just someone get pissed off and not just be satisfied in the next two sentences. Like, I'd like to see someone piss off the queen and then the queen go, fuck this, I'm coming for you. And then that's just the end of the season. That would be a great moment, like, for whatever reason, like, no matter, like, the entire season we're just trying to do something right and then we keep getting it fucking wrong, and then the queen ultimately just goes, I'm coming for you. And then, like, obviously, because we have to wait till the next season, but then season 18 starts and it's a fucking battle and the queen is pissed off at us and the tower's in fucking disarray and the city's...
Look, I want that tower to blow up so bad.
they've blown up the tower once before, they can do it again, but, like, the helm's on fucking fire. I don't fucking know, but, like,
something,
you know, you can see a loss coming in final shape is 2 years away still, you know what I mean?
No, but that's, like, I'm alright with that because it gets them to start getting their act together, it gets them to start sorting an engine out.
They can't
keep the engine the way they're keeping it because it's an old ass engine. It's like fucking 7-8 years old, 10 years old, whatever the fuck. Possibly 20, I think it is. It's because they're using it on a different fucking.
It's built off of the Halo Reach engine.
Yeah.
That's the thing as well. Is that this engine isn't designed for Destiny 1 specifically.
Yeah.
It's just been adapted upon adapted upon adapted.
Yeah.
And like, that's a gameplay thing, and that obviously needs to like sort of iterate and evolve on itself as well. And something kind of funny happened today in the Discord was that Loey shared this image, and it was like Solar 3.0 leak, and someone had taken a screenshot of Destiny 1. And obviously he didn't know, and everyone kind of like said, the door, that's Destiny 1. But the thing is that, what's the difference? Like, that's the system that we're going to get. It just looks different when 3.0 drops. It might be a bit more advanced, where you can pick and choose a bit more, sure, but it's still pick that, combined to make my thing.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. Like,
I would like, and I know you're never going to be able to do it, I would like a one choice thing.
Like, you pick one class and that's what you got?
That's it. And you expand on that. They showed me a picture. I saw something. I can't remember what game it was. But you played other characters, okay? So have you made it, everything's in a circle.
Mm.
Yes. And then you turn and goes, it was like a D&D thing. But you'd pick a fighter. Mm-hmm. Or you'd pick somebody else and somebody else. And so that thing would be like that. And what you can do, you can branch either side of D3, I think the travel will be heading to a new universe with the new races and the fresh story, but we will need to know of the impending darkness, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon that. What it had was you could pick to the left and right of that person.
Yeah.
But in each of these things, there was about a fucking 150 nodes of what direction you could pick. You'd have your main guy there.
Yeah.
And so you'd just say you'd have a Void Hunter. A Void Hunter. Each side of that is Arc and Solar.
Yeah.
Right? You can travel up. You can either travel straight through an all void, roughly, give or take, or you can go all void and then branch it into Solar and then back into Void or whatever. Sort of thing. And you'd have this amalgamation of that points. But you can't pick and choose. You'd have like a World of Warcraft where you'd have like the healer fucking healer cleric, or you'd have the fighter who's in the barbarian, or a fucking mage who does fire, and that is all they're fucking built into. And that will make you pick, obviously, three fucking different hunters with three different nodes. And it make each character a little bit more specialized in their field. And it costs you certain things. If you want to go reset it, I have to cost, it's going to cost me, and I'm going to reset it back to stage one. Something that you have to pick up, something that you have to go out and get, not something they go, oh, I've got all this spin foil shit.
Yeah, I was thinking a bit similar to Final Fantasy as well, you're saying that, where it's like essentially the nodes unlock by the way that you play. So if you use specifically like also Dragon Age, if you use two-handed weapons specifically, more two-handed weapons skills unlock for you. And
yeah.
You can't just go and pick shield and sword or whatever, like.
Yeah.
If you play more run and gun, shotgun abilities unlock more for you, and then you can like build a class around that, like you get more mobility. And
yeah,
it's a different complete system though, so it's it's so hard to then just say, why don't you just implement it, because they're so ingrained in the way that abilities and everything work now.
Yeah,
we're basically asking for a different game if we go that path. But I don't know, we've said it before, like, there's ways that you can still use this system that you have in existence, but still expand on them to make them feel unique between the classes.
Yeah. Because at the moment, it doesn't, because you turn and go, oh, I want that.
Like, the way that I said, like, the Warlocks could have a void pull and push system, so they could, instead of this having this, like, really slow jump, you could put a grenade down that launches you up. So it's like, you know, you'd have to build into that and make it better for yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think,
you know, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would mean. But I'm thinking just something like that, like something, because at the end of the day, you go, oh, I'm Void. Oh, no, I'm Arc now. I'll just change this. I'm this now. You'd maybe need armor sets that only work in each class. So you have an armor set that's tied to fucking Solar, and that only works in Solar.
Yeah.
I know they have them, but
they sort of do. It's like
special characteristics, the special characteristics of each armor.
Yeah. They sort of have that with the mods, but there's no real design for build crafting to go. This is my Void Warlock class armor set
The only thing is the
at the
exotic that
moment.
kind of helps you.
Yeah, at the moment. Maybe that's their goal for 3.0. And like even then, like when I said maybe Wells and Well mods are designed for Void, and then Warmind cells can be designed for Solar and Charge of Light for Arc. And if that's the idea, that kind of then would tie into a bit more build crafting and armor picking as well for specific subclasses. But like it'll Wednesday will come this week, and we'll get our new 3.0 system, and then we'll have a better understanding of what they're ultimately going for, because we can't compare Void to anything yet. But you know,
All right.
five more days.
Right, guys. Thank you for coming for this late night show.
Yes.
Season.
Congratulations on your charity success.
We have to
And
see because I'm by all accounts, you get a cup.
you get a cup.
We don't. We're not going to be the first in the world because we had the issue we've got. See, what happened was people found ways around it. So. What was supposed to happen is you start your time at whatever time you allocated, okay? And then you for 2 hours, Bungie then records the data off each of your people's playing, mine, blah, blah, blah. And then they will go, that person dunked 40 platinums in that space.
Damn. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. But what seems to be happening was I got led on to this thing that they only see the data of them going, oh yeah, Sev's dunked 100 platinums in that one time. Just Sev's in his game. They don't go, Sev's his Titan dunked 100 platinums. They just go, Sev's dunked 100 platinum.
Right.
What people, so for the first match, people didn't realize this. For the second match, people started outstripping like ridiculous amounts because what they did, they banked up 5 platinum, 5 gold, 5 blah 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 on each character. And so for the first 10 minutes of their build, all 6 people just put in 5 platinums, 5 gold
Oh, right.
per character. So you'll see
Right.
people start to outstrip them. So I was like, oh, guys, maybe we should do this because obviously I got led onto it.
Yeah.
And we had a message going, they are looking into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're not going to win first. We're not going to win the Gamma Trap thing. We're not going to win that first. But we are going to, it looks like we are on the way to win the actual Titan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
Are you at all surprised that Warlocks is going to win Guardian Games? Like they've actually officially won in the most recent
Yeah,
draft. They're like Warlocks have mathematically won.
but is it just the fucking. They're gonna win anyway. It doesn't matter what they fucking did, because it seems
I
odd.
want to say yes.
Because there's no double up now, so Hunters won it first, Titan won it last, Warlocks won it this one. It was like seems a little bit
Titans won
convenient.
it first because of that whole the way they balanced the
Oh
thing,
yeah. Then Hunters won it.
and then Hunters. But yes, yeah, you're right. There's no two-time
It's
winner.
a little bit weird. I'd like to see the maths on it.
I just honestly think they just needed a Warlock win.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was. But look, it looks like our team has done, our team is running well. We worked it out today, and just platinums we banked between our team of six, we banked 108 platinums just in
That's
the 2 hours.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so we were doing 3 platinums. We were doing 3 platinums every 10 minutes
Bloody hell.
per character, yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah. But Season of Redacted is out, guys. So
Season
Season
of
of
Redacted
Redacted,
is out.
is it? You sure?
Yeah, I checked it earlier.
Okay, cool.
I think yesterday, actually.
Season Episode 9 Season of Redacted is out. Say hi to Kat for me. We are on tomorrow night. This is the 21st of the 5th in Australia. We are doing the live version of Season of Redacted tomorrow, so that'll be the 22nd of the 5th if you are listening to this live on the pot on the fucking
You've
Twitch
already
or
missed it. This comes out Monday. We do
whatever.
live streams on Sundays, but it will be available for audio listeners.
So watch it, give us a review. I want to see if we're doing okay. If not, fuck you all. I'm still going to do it. And that is me. I'm going to bed.
Yep. Good plan. Good plan. All right, guys.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to a chat.
Thank you for listening. If you want to follow us, you can follow us here at twitch.tv/exhibitamedia or search us on socials, Exhibit A Media. You will find us. Quick heads up. Website is now working again. You can go back to the store, buy some merch, buy an RGP shirt. There'll be some more Exhibit A specific merch coming soon. I've finally sorted that whole situation out. If you want to follow us privately, you can follow Sebs over at twitch.tv/Sebs58 or social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Sebs58. You will find him. He looks like that. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at twitch.tv/AgniKai_God or on youtube.com/AgniKai_God or search socials AgniKai_God. You will find me. Thank you guys so much for listening once more. Check out the Patreon, Relax Guardians Patreon. And that's about it, guys. We'll see you again soon.
Love you, Jared.